What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Takeoff Podcast. I'm Reese.
I'm Sean.
Today we got a special guest.
Johnny.
Yep. So okay. Johnny, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm up here for school. I'm from Yuma, Colorado, super small town. First year. Excited to see what these boys got for us.
Yeah, dude. He's a freshman at UW here. We're in Laramie. And, yeah, Johnny's one of the homies. What did we meet? Like September, wasn't it? Is that one of the first time I met you?
Yeah, September.
That's when we hooped. And then
met Sean in June.
Yeah, something like that.
You were already up here in June?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So basically, I worked with Johnny's sister. And then she kind of introduced Johnny to me. And then we kind of just hit it off. And then I showed him around to the boys. And yeah, pretty much it.
Yeah. I don't know, Johnny, like, what are you thinking right now, man? Sometimes I look at Johnny, and I'm like, I feel like Johnny's got some crazy things going on in that head.
Nothing right now, man.
Nothing right now, huh?
Okay, basically what I'm doing, this is a weird intro to the podcast, because I'm on Zillow right now, just looking at a bunch of random shit.
Oh, yeah, that's their house.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, that was...
I was really like, stupid, why is he on Zillow?
But yeah,
like,
but...
Dude. This shit... Yeah, you know whose house that is.
Yeah, I know whose house that is.
I didn't know they were selling it.
I did. Well, they moved.
Where?
I think Florida.
Dead ass?
Yeah.
Holy shit, this thing is massive.
Sorry, this is really weird. I don't know why this guy's on Zillow right now.
But it just kind of...
He's looking at houses in Douglas, Wyoming.
It caught my attention. I don't know why, but it caught my attention.
Why are you looking at houses in Douglas?
Because I saw one, and it looked familiar, and I just clicked on it, and then I saw this. And I was like, what the fuck? Anyway,
dude, everything's so expensive there. That's
insane. That's $1.65 million. That's crazy.
But even like that house,
like $212K is not expensive, dude.
Yeah, but for that house,
bro. Yeah, but you could keep, like, you could make that a nice house.
$485 for that house?
Yeah, but that's got land, bro.
Oh, how much?
Looks like a fuckload.
2 acres.
Anyways, yeah, I don't know why we're looking at these houses.
I don't know why we're looking at this shit either, to be honest with you. Like, but this one's $360K for a fucking townhouse. That's retarded.
So, Johnny, how was growing up in Colorado?
Well, where I'm from, it's like, it's all plains. I'm not on the west side, so.
Johnny is from Yuma, Colorado, like he said, bro. Yuma. So, I went to school in Eaton. And I'm sure there's some people listening from Eaton because we follow a lot of them. They follow our Instagram. Anybody from Eaton knows how fucking dog shit Yuma is, bro. It is literally... The eastern part of the state of Colorado's ass, bro.
You can respond, Johnny.
Sterling, fucking some small-ass towns like Yuma, bro.
But just the deal.
Shitty-ass towns.
Is Sterling, like, not that far from Eaton?
No, it's, like, literally in like, the northeastern corner of Colorado. Like, closer
not,
to...
Not that
quite.
Far
no,
from...
No,
not
quite.
It's like... Dude, it's closer to... Like, let's look
it's
this
closer
up.
To, like,
it's closer
Nebraska.
To Nebraska and, like, Kansas,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, but... Is it Eaton kind of over there too?
No,
Eaton's
against
like
the Rockies.
Down south, bro. Like
no, Eaton is
no. The... Eaton is on your way to Greeley, is it not?
Yeah, but look how fucking close Sterling is to Nebraska. Eaton is way over here. It's closer to the west side of the state than it is.
Damn, dude! I didn't know Yuma was.
Yuma's
well
down
be
here,
in,
bro.
In Nebraska
Yuma is literally down,
it's right there.
Right there, it's literally right close to Nebraska. Yeah.
You're closer to Nebraska than Sterling.
Exactly.
Dude.
Everybody knows that, like,
damn.
Fort Morgan and all that shit is ass.
No, I've never been to Yuma. I can't say much.
It's a farm town. There's not much to say about it.
There's not shit.
I mean, people
Brush,
say that about
Brush is the equivalent to Yuma to me, bro. Brush, Colorado is so
no, Brush is ghetto. Brush is ghetto.
Dude, Yuma's ghetto.
Bro, Yuma
no,
is.
No, I'll tell you what's
Yuma's
ghetto.
Full of-
I'll tell you what's ghetto.
Let
right there.
Greeley. Yuma's literally full of, like, farmers and rednecks. That's all it
bruh,
is.
Bruh, there's
that's
no pictures on Google of Yuma, bruh.
Yes, there is. Not on this one.
Jeez.
If you go to actual Google,
all
of
about six blocks right there.
Let's look up. So for our
I've
video
never been
podcast,
to Yuma, though, actually.
We don't have any, like, screen to show you what we're looking at, but we're just looking up Yuma, Colorado, and it's really
if
ass.
You're wondering, too, listening to this, go ahead and Google Yuma. We'll walk through it with
follow
you.
Follow along. Bruh. Are you fucking kidding me?
Bro, look at that. That's a beautiful town.
Are you retarded? Dude, what?
No, dude.
You wouldn't
see,
want to
I
raise your kids there?
Fuck no.
It's like
bro,
a small town.
No,
hell
dude,
no.
Dude, you guys don't have any mountains.
Well, no, we're. I told you we're all plains.
I can't do that, bro. Like, if you're gonna be in the plains, you have to have mountains.
Eaton is a farm. You look like you're in Kansas, bro. Eaton.
You get tornadoes there?
Yeah. Holy shit. One was actually Akron, I think.
Dude, Eaton is a farm town. It's two, but it's literally right up against the mountains. Like,
no, it's not.
Yes, it is. I lived on a farm.
It
in
is
Eaton,
not
bro.
A farm.
Yes,
up
it is.
Against the mountains.
It's not up against the mountains, but it's way fucking close.
Yeah, I mean, you could see the mountains from Eaton, I assume.
You could see the mountains from Yuma.
Eaton is a farm town.
If the skies are clear, you can see the mountains.
Eaton is a farm town, and you know that shit. And you fucking put disrespect on Eaton's name, I'll fucking kill you.
Eaton's ass.
Yeah, but you're just
Eaton. You're disrespecting
is
Yuma,
sports?
Bro. Are you fucking kidding me,
dude?
Okay, let me put this in perspective.
This year they're ass.
Let me put this in perspective.
They didn't make the playoffs for football. Watch. Yuma. He's gonna go on about how
they were a four-time repeating state champ for football.
There it is.
And baseball and basketball. By the way, Yuma to Wyoming turns is pretty much just like a Glen Rock.
Yuma is dogs of sports, bro.
No, you
we're
guys are
not, school.
Bro. Your ass.
We won back-to-back 18 and 19 season for basketball. Both boys and girls.
Who won after that?
2 years.
Who won after that?
Who won after that?
Yeah.
Ray did. And it was COVID year. We actually made Final Four and we lost because it was COVID
How
year.
How old were you during COVID?
I was a freshman.
Dang. That is crazy, bro.
Yeah, I was a freshman, so... But then 2 years later, we bounced back one state for basketball again, my junior year. And then we won state again.
This is
for
what
track.
You guys' basketball court.
Tribe, right? Pride. What's your mascot?
That's not even our core, bro. That's the Ox Gym. That's our Ox Gym.
Okay, but what's your mascot?
Right now, it's an outlaw.
What do you mean right now? What's that mean?
Well, we were the Indians, but we got switched.
Johnny might be in this photo, bro.
I am. I'm right there. Look at me. Right there.
That's you?
Wait. Yeah.
What was Eaton's mascot?
The Fighting Reds.
Look,
dang, dude. What are they now?
The Fighting Reds.
Oh, I thought you said they got switched.
Eaton didn't. There's like a fucking...
It's like,
tribe.
If you have someone part of that tribe and they say it's good, then it's good. And we had someone that was in a tribe, but they weren't like part of like that, like the OG tribe, so we weren't able to keep it.
Wait, what were you guys?
The Indians. Like Indians.
Yeah, they didn't like it. Like, Eaton was going to get changed to, like, the fucking... They were supposed to get changed to the Outlaws. There was, like, Wolverines or some shit. I don't really know what all of them were, but there was, like, a bunch of them that they were going to change to because they thought it was racist, but they were able to keep it,
I'm
pretty sure.
And I don't get it because how are we Outlaws? Our state is at 5 points in Denver, right? Imagine a whole bunch of people dressed up in all red wearing bandanas at 5 points in Denver. Like, that's just disaster wouldn't happen.
I've never been to 5 points in Denver.
Ghetto part of Denver. Ghetto. Like, ghetto.
Yo, that's Johnny right there, bro. Look at him.
Where do you guys play your state championship?
Yo, look at this fucking... Oh, my gosh.
You play at Budweiser.
What just happened?
Oh.
Loveland, right?
Look at him, bro. That's Johnny.
Damn, dude. You look the same.
You look the exact same, bro.
I had braces on, actually. No, I don't.
Yeah, bro. That's crazy. Who are all these kids? Look, that's Zeke right there.
That's Forrest. So that's Javi, Clay, Jesus, Forrest, Bo, Andre, Kobe.
Damn, that boy.
Andre?
Dang. This kid's name is Andre?
This kid.
Oh, this kid.
That's Kobe. That's Silas, Jake, Damon.
This guy's just name dropping everybody you went to school with.
Cesar, Javi, Angel, Jackson. And then our coaches. And then two subs.
Oh, two subs. Were they ass?
No, they're just like...
Who is that, might I ask?
Who?
In a nice way,
that's
who is
Brianne.
That?
That's Brianne. She's, something's up with her. She's got, like, some, like, disorder or something like that.
All right, we're gonna move on.
Anyways, so Yuma.
She's got like seven rings to her name.
You
She's Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Yo, do they got a picture of her just posted up? Just like this? Anyways, So Johnny's from Yuma, if you guys didn't get that already.
All right, yeah, I'm sorry.
We'll get off the Yuma
topic. Yeah,
we'll
get off the Yuma topic.
We'll quit going after him
like
that.
Oh, my God, that was hilarious.
Well, back to... Ew. Hold on, we got to get back on that topic real quick. He thinks he's so tough because he's from Eaton, right? Yeah. Eaton is a 3A school. When we were 2A, when we won state, they beat us on a buzzer beater in double overtime. Damn. With half of our bench in, because all our starters.
I didn't go to Eaton High School, so I don't really give a shit anymore.
But he defends him with all their life.
Yeah, yeah, but you guys
went. Oh, I forgot you're 21
you guys,
now.
You guys
oh,
went
by the way.
With Douglas.
Pause. Tony. Happy fucking late birthday to Reese. His birthday was yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So, happy birthday.
Oh, you want to see it? Oh, yeah, dude. I'm sorry.
Did you have to go get that? Were you taking?
Yeah, I did. Like,
looks brand new. Looks
3-ish weeks ago. Yeah, I got it in Wednesday.
Wait, you had to go? Tuesday. Wait, when did you have to go in?
I went in like 3 or so weeks before because they said if you do that, you'll get it in by your birthday, and I did.
But you are not 5'11".
Bro, I swear to... I mean, what do you want me to say? Well, what am
like
I?
5'10", maybe? Bro, he's
5'11". 1 inch?
That means you're like 6'3 or something.
No, bro. Reese, stand up.
Yeah, bro. Like, it's not that
oh, it's
crazy.
Like, it's like 2
yeah,
inches.
Yes. Yeah. Anyways, I mean, we're getting so, like, just, dude, I love the conversation we're having right now. But I do want to know, because I'm going to flame Johnny for whatever he ends up saying right now. Mount Rushmore of artists, Johnny. We'll let you go first since you're our guest.
All right.
We'll listen all the way through and then comments at the end so we're not interrupting.
All right.
Man, now, do you know how many faces are on Mount Rushmore
there's
first?
There's 5.
4.
These
holy
is...
fuck, dude.
That's why I asked, because I knew he was about to name 5 of them, bro. Anyways, 4.
So 4.
Can you name the faces on Mount Rushmore right now?
George Washington.
Let's check that Yuma education right here.
Actually, let's look this up and make sure he's right.
Is Thomas Jefferson on
there? Don't ask me.
You guys,
it's a quiz.
I know who they are.
It's a quiz. Why would I answer it for you and then you be able to answer it?
Bro, I don't know who's on.
Okay, ready? Go.
All right. George Washington. Okay. I think Thomas Jefferson. Abraham Lincoln's got to be on there.
Okay.
James Madison.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
James Madison. Stop, bro. You cheating ass bitch.
Say it. So, are you locking that in? You
I'm
don't want to change
it
in.
I suck at history. It don't matter if I'm wrong.
So, Reese. George Washington. Ding.
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. Ding.
Theodore Roosevelt.
That was the one you mixed up.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln.
You were 3 for 4, though. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. 3 for 4.
But, like, bro, it's only 4. You have to remember.
Why?
That's 75%.
But why these 4, though? You know?
I don't know.
Obviously, George Washington makes
sense. Now, this is where I could be wrong, but I always heard those were picked by the artist who did it. Or, like, the guy who...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because they did this with, like, TNT and shit. That's crazy.
They did it in, like, 1930s.
How many people died? I remember there being, like, a fuckload of people dying building it.
Well, yeah, dude. Like, because they were doing it on the side of, like, a mountain. Like, they should not have been doing it with the technology they had.
They were literally just blowing it up with, like, TNT. No one. Bullshit.
No one died during the construction. Yeah, 1927.
What? And finished in 1941. The actual carving was done by a team over 400 men.
No one died, though. That's crazy.
That's actually
crazy.
Insane.
400 men in 20 years?
Yeah.
That's not that.
14 years, yeah.
That's fucked because it took them 14 years.
Yeah, but bro, they're
huge. Twice that time, they are huge. I've been there. But in twice that time, in literally just 15 years, 30 years, or it's like 39 years, the pyramids were built.
So, yeah. That's because the pyramids weren't built by humans.
Nah, they
like
weren't.
To this day, they still are like, bro, we don't know how they built these.
Yeah, fuck no.
How much are the blocks? They're like,
Sean.
Yeah.
When you come back, will you search up how much the blocks weigh?
Yeah. They were like, I know they were heavy. And there's no.
I
way
had to blow my nose. Sorry.
There's no way humans were carrying that.
Oh no. No
well,
way.
They were pulling him up like 100 mile, like
well, they
quarry
said
or whatever.
Yeah, the quarry they were getting the blocks out of was like a long ass ways away. And they were supposedly pulled there by humans.
Yeah, that's...
Because they didn't have horses during that time.
Approximately 2 tons, 2,267 pounds.
2.5
kilograms, so 2.5 tons, yeah.
That's crazy.
So
2.5
that's 4,
tons.
No, that's 4,000 pounds.
5,000.
2.5?
2.5.
Yeah,
that tons,
5,000.
2,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
5,000 pounds for one block. For one block, dude. That's wild.
How many pyramids are there?
Three. Well, there's three great three pyramids.
Big ones.
But the Great Pyramid of Khufu, which I'm pretty sure is like the Great Pyramid of Giza, I want to say. I don't really
know. Oh, I thought they're all the Great Pyramids of Giza.
There's one Great
Pyramid
of Giza.
The three big ones.
There's one Great Pyramid of Giza.
But they're all in Giza.
I know, but there's one Great Pyramid. Pyramid is the big one.
Yeah, the one in the middle.
Yeah, the big one. And then it's like, yeah, it's Khufu, because I think Khufu was the, was she the queen or was she the son?
No, I think she was a queen.
I can't remember.
I have no idea who you guys are talking about, to be honest with you.
Like what they're named after.
Yeah.
Because they're all named after like a...
It's like three, four guys.
King Tut was buried in the Great Pyramid of Giza.
No, I don't think anybody was.
King Tut was buried. Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't.
Yes.
No, look it up. King Tut, he was a kid, bro.
Yeah, they still fucking...
They didn't bury anyone in those...
Burials, bro. They found a bunch of mummies in there.
I don't think they did, bro.
Yes,
I think one of them was buried.
Tomb of Tutankhamun.
That's not in the pyramid, though.
Where was his pyramid? Or where was his...
Was he buried in a temple? Maybe you're mistaken.
No.
They all had like tombs in the Valley of Kings. Yeah. Dude.
Oh, he was. Yeah.
That's where they're all buried. The pyramids were meant for people to be buried in, but I don't think they ever found anyone. Or at least they say they didn't. But can you imagine that being your tomb? You just got, everybody else just got fucked over. You got this giant ass tomb. That'd be crazy. But yeah, no way humans built that.
No mummies ever found in one of the largest Egyptian pyramids, including... Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Built as a giant tomb for Pharaoh Khufu, but no mummies...
This has the names of the pyramids right here.
Pyramid of Khafre.
What? Khafre or whatever. And then Menkaure. I don't even know how to pronounce these.
It's all Arabic, bro. I have no idea.
And then the main one must be the Great Pyramid of Giza.
Yeah, that's the big one.
But each one is the big one, because that one has that...
Oh, yeah, that top, on. Yeah.
Weird, yeah. I don't know. The pyramids are weird, but all I know is humans didn't do that. They didn't do that.
Well, no, did you see where like the coordinates line up with like
the center of the universe?
Yeah,
that's pretty fucked.
Yeah, and each of them are literally perfect.
Yeah,
like each of them were literally
like dimension wise, everything.
Yeah,
they're like perfectly level.
Yeah,
it's crazy,
dude. Look how fucking small, dude. And
anyways,
these little ones,
let's go back to the Mount Rushmore of artists here for Johnny, because I just want to hear
that. Yeah.
This shit's crazy though. Like, look at that.
I'm gonna go Michael Jackson. Drake's got to be up there.
In no specific order?
No specific
just
order.
Just on the mountain?
Yeah, just Michael Jackson, Drake, and then...
This dude's shooting shit at me, bro.
I don't know. Low-key, I would have to say Jay-Z. He's made some pretty good music. He signed,
like what?
He signed pretty good people, too. Like,
yeah, but what has Jay-Z made that's good? By himself?
Kanye
on there?
444?
I don't know that one, but...
It's a pretty good song.
I'm not going to flame you for it. I'm curious to know what Jay-Z's
and
done
I'm going to say Biggie. I like his
now flow. We're past four.
No, that was four.
Oh.
That was four already. But I like his flow. I don't know. Some people would say like Tupac's better. Tupac had better lyrics. Biggie had better flow. But that's my four.
None of my four are gonna be like classic guys.
Yeah, me either.
I'm gonna tell you.
I'm
right
gonna
now,
go current, like what I'm listening to.
I'm gonna
right
tell
now.
You right now. Number
if
one.
Hold on. If we're going current, I'm going Drake, The Weeknd, Kanye.
Well, it's like your all time, but my all
okay.
time is my current.
Yeah. Well, no, I got some on there that isn't necessarily current, but you go.
My current / all times number one, Post Malone. Easy decision.
Yeah,
it's not even close.
Post Malone.
Dude, that's my number one.
Do you want to get kicked the fuck out right
that's
now?
That's my
continue,
number one.
Continue.
Okay, number two. Probably. Oh my god, I just had him in my head. Fuck, bro. Probably. The rest are in no specific order. I'm going to try to spin them off. Probably either Trippie Redd. But yeah, Trippie Redd. We'll go Trippie Redd. And then number three, probably Lil Tecca. Number four. I had it, but I forgot.
Tech is crazy.
Yo, come back to me because I forgot what my phone.
Okay.
That's a terrible.
Mine's number. My number one's Post Malone. The rest I'm not putting in any order, but Post Malone is my goat as far as artists. All right. Now this, I'm gonna have to put Rod Wave up there.
No,
but here's the deal. I gotta put Rod Wave up there because I can listen to a lot of Rod Wave music and be like, this is just good, bro.
God,
it's just
next?
Good.
Young boy or what?
No, I ain't going back. That's the the one that's probably out the most out of pocket, but I have to put him up there. I just listen to too much of his music.
No.
And then I'm probably going to go before this last album. I wouldn't have said this, but I think I'm going to put the Kid Laroi up there.
Oh, dude.
Because here's why. Because,
oh my God.
We used to bang to him in, what was that, 2020?
Dude, yeah, so much.
And
you know how big of a Laroi fan I
and
was,
and his newest album is actually almost top to bottom insane. Bang. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
How are you
almost
not going to put Drake or Kanye?
And then, I'll probably put Kanye at four. Here's what I was going to do.
Oh, Kanye was my second.
Yeah, see.
But I would probably take out and put the Kid Laroi.
You guys are going to flame me for this. But I was going to put Red Hot Chili Peppers up there. Because I can just listen to any Red Hot Chili Peppers song and just vibe to it.
I would put him over Rod Wave if I were you. I would not put him
I listen to too much Rod Wave, dude. I really do, actually. It's crazy.
God.
It's crazy. I used to have Polo G up there.
What?
But the guy hasn't dropped music in like 3 years.
Yeah, I don't know where that guy's been.
I can't, because it's like, it's annoying, bro. Like,
a refined top four. Number one, Post Malone. Number two, probably Kanye. In no specific order after
Kanye, you have to, though, because you can literally listen to any Kanye album.
I would honestly go and say, I could rate him one through four. Number one, Posty. Number two, the Kid Laroi. Number three, Kanye. Number four, Trippie Redd.
I would do that same thing, but I would, instead of Trippie Redd, I'd have to put Rod Wave.
Val.
Not valid. Bro.
You're just why do you have your top Wave? Four is nowhere near ours. Okay, so look, we should be saying
I'll
not
give
valid.
You my current.
You put Jay-Z over Kanye, dude.
Okay, hold on. No, I said no specific order.
In my opinion, Kanye made Jay-Z. I know Jay-Z found Kanye.
He made that bitch famous.
But Kanye did make that bitch famous.
Okay, okay. That's a valid point. But my current, bro, Drake's number one. How are you not gonna have Drake at all?
I'm just not a big Drake.
I like Drake a lot, but I don't listen to him. I do listen to him every day.
Listen,
but
I don't like new Drake.
I'm going to say...
I like old Drake. I don't
me
like
listening to music, what makes me feel good the most, I would say those top four. Drake would be a close five.
Those would just be my top four that I listen
bro,
to.
Bro, you know I like Drake.
Yeah, no, I know.
But I would think Drake would be
I don't
a close...
like Drake. I don't
How do you not like
I
Drake?
I don't like
Drake
new Drake.
Drake would be a close five. Like a very close, hair on his chinny chin chin five. Like... fucking close.
Right there.
Right, he's right,
right there.
There,
bro. But not quite.
He
enough.
Almost chiseled his
I
face.
Honestly,
there,
I could honestly put. I would honestly put Drake over Trippie. But I love, like, the projects that Trippie Redd has put out that I love. But, I love so fucking much that it's enough to put him in the top four. But, yes, he's produced, like, He's put out a ton of music that's kind of ass. But the shit that is, like, insanely good
like
is
hits,
just
like,
insanely Trippie fucking good, dude. So I just can't like...
But here's what I'll say about Drake. I think a lot more people would have Drake in their Mount Rushmore if he didn't drop the past four albums he's dropped.
Okay.
Prove me wrong.
Okay. The only album I thought was complete dog shit was the Honestly Nevermind one. Because that was like...
Was that the second
Honestly
to last
Nevermind?
One?
Dude.
It was like black with the... It was like...
Dirt. It was the lettering that was like silver.
Yeah.
I'll show it to you.
It was like...
Do you like For All the Dogs?
Yes.
I do.
See, I don't like any of them, dude.
This one?
What about, do you like Her Loss?
Yeah. Her also, Loss I like Her Loss. I love, CLB is such a good
okay,
one.
I'm taking CLB, I'm taking Rod Wave out of my top.
See, you gotta put Drake.
And
like,
guess,
like,
no.
Oh, not, come on.
Ray Shamaird. Like Ray Shamaird, I'm putting up there.
Oh my God.
I have to, dude.
No flags, sound.
You can't listen to Shrimp Life 1 and 2, 3 and 4 suck. I'm sorry, Shrimp Life 3 and 4. Ass, but you can't listen to Shrem Life 1 or 2 top to bottom and tell me that there's not one song on there that isn't a banger. Like, seriously, go to any of those, both of those albums, you will find, at least for people who aren't fans, 6+ bangers that you can sing to.
Yeah, that's valid. That's valid.
So I have to put them up there.
I'm gonna say, I think the Honestly Nevermind album wasn't that bad, but I think that it was more of like, I said this in a podcast a long time ago. I think that it was more of like a club mix.
That's what I said. It's like
so you said no. You said that about
no. I said that about Honestly Nevermind because it was around the same time. Remember we had Nick on.
When did that come out?
Like last year.
22, 21,
22.
Yeah,
somewhere around that. But I said it hit the exact thing that he wanted. Like, he hit what he wanted to hit. It's not like he dropped it and was like, yeah, this is the fucking greatest thing ever. But, like, he hit where he pointed at. And, like, to do that as an artist is actually insane. Like, to be able to hit exactly what you want.
But I don't like that vibe, though.
I know, but that's why he drops other projects. Like,
but he doesn't. That's the only vibe he'd be on anymore.
No, it's not the same at all.
Nah.
If we didn't get copyrighted, actually, we play on Spotify and I'm on Spotify, so...
No, I don't want to listen to Drake right now, bro.
I don't care.
Dude, this is a podcast. We're not listening to Drake, bro. We're not listening to Drake.
Bro.
No.
Johnny, what song is this?
Johnny,
hold on.
We're not listening to Drake, bro.
Virginia Beach is so good.
Hold on. Stop and listen to this.
I've listened to this song.
Shut up.
I've listened to this song. No, I've listened to this song. I don't care. It doesn't change my mind.
How?
It just doesn't change my mind.
This is not the same vibe as fucking, honestly,
it's,
never mind.
It's
not at all.
It's a vibe I don't like.
I think you're just a little vagina.
No, I like the old Drake. I do
Wait,
like that.
Everyone prefers old Drake.
New Drake to me is on the same level as Tyler, the Creator, and Frank Ocean.
Wow.
Okay, Frank Ocean, man. Come on now. Come on.
Hey, I don't care.
Bro,
they're on the same level.
That sound to your TikTok that got like... a million views or whatever. What was it? Frank? Was it Frank Ocean?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't believe you do that.
Yeah,
bro, pull that TikTok up.
400K likes.
I don't care.
1.9 million views.
That's
Johnny's,
awesome.
Johnny's famous,
it's
bro.
Still but going I up. Don't mess with Frank Ocean.
It is still going. Watch this. Watch this.
I don't like his vibe. I don't like Drake's.
Bro, I can't believe this fucking guy got half a million likes for literally laying in snow.
What is the sound to it though?
It's Frank Ocean.
But it's because y'all not listening, bro. You gotta listen to the lyrics, bro.
Nope.
How?
If I want to go listen to lyrics, I'll go listen to Post
Malone. Here's the thing for me is songs are like... music to me is more than just lyrics, bro. And like, I know like
but
a lot of people...
But it is different though when there's a hard song and the lyrics are hitting.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing.
It's
but
different.
That's what I'm saying. It's more than just lyrics. It's everything.
It's not, still gotta be a good
beat. I'm not gonna listen to a song that's like got shit lyrics and a good beat.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm also not gonna listen to a song that's got amazing lyrics and a shit beat.
That's why I got into Polo G though, because some of his songs, like the lyrics actually...
His lyrics hit. Yes. But I just don't like the beat he goes for. Like his lyrics hit. Like Trippie Redd, his lyrics hit and the beat to it,
dude,
is tough. Like,
yeah, dude.
Like Never Ever Land, bro. That's
like
so good.
But someone like Kodak Black, dude, guy's lyrics make zero sense.
Yeah.
Like some of it's like, oh, and then the very next verse you're like, what did he just say?
Like dude,
what's the one where it's like where he's talking about poop?
What?
Where he's like you know the Kodak song, if I pulled it up. I just can't think of the name.
I probably do, but
bro,
where he's like,
oh, dude, an artist for me that I might have to take Drake out of and bump him to the five again. Yeet, bro. Yeet has been,
Yeet
like,
is good, but, like, bro, that is a very, like, that's a...
Yeet's kind of like...
that. It's just a very, like, you're only listening to Yeet for one reason, bro.
What? Is that reason?
Just to go crazy, bro.
Dude,
like,
but...
nobody just sits back in their car on a long drive.
I sit back in my car and listen to Yeet, bro.
Two reasons you listen to Yeet. You want to go crazy, or you're from Colorado, and you're in downtown Denver, and you want to get some girls. That's it. Because every girl in Denver, bro, every girl loves Yeet. Yeet, I think Yeet in Colorado, I think he was like one of the only places he sold out. Like, he actually sold out. Like, Eam Tripp, you guys know who Eam Tripp is?
Mm-hmm.
He makes he's had like awkward freestyle. He's also like a strictly Colorado dude. Like, only sold out in Colorado.
Dude, I fucking loved Yeet. And you know that. And my fucking Instagram...
yeah.
My
Yeet goes
recent,
hard.
But my
I mean,
second
some
yeah,
shit
post
goes
on Instagram is literally a Yeet bar and
but
I tagged him
putting
in my
Yeet
post.
On your Mount Rushmore?
That is kind of...
dude, he goes insanely fucking gross. He's just insanely gross, dude. Like, he's disgusting at what he does. Like, he's... dude, he pioneered that part of rap, bro. Like, it's almost like hyper rap, but like... I don't even know how
to...
it's
just
like it's like hyper hard rap.
He reminds me of like Playboi Carti, but like he makes sense. Like
to me it's like Playboi Carti beat wise and like kind of, but like maybe you guys are gonna flame me for this, but I honestly see a little Suicide Boys in him. Voice wise.
No.
Kind of that like
I see more.
I'm
like,
not gonna lie, that makes no sense at all.
I think it does. Not. I think he takes Playboy Cardi. Like, I do agree on the beats. That's Playboy Cardi beat.
But why
with
it,
bells?
Why is
with
it
bells.
So cold in your house?
Well, I turned the heater off.
Turn that back on.
No, it's loud. I don't want it to be loud. But
I don't know who what lyrics do you see in Yeet?
I don't really listen to the lyrics in Yeet. Because
I'm feeling like a little like, kid in his big old Tonkers.
Yeah, like that. Come on, bro. Like that's not even what kind of lyric is that? You don't even know what that means.
Yes, I do. A Tonka truck is like a toy truck.
I know what a Tonka truck is.
He feels like a little kid in his big old truck rig, bro. In his big old rig, bro. In his big old truck. His big old Tonker truck. Feeling like a little kid in his big old Tonkers. I could rap, but it's Yeet, bro.
Are you sure that's what that lyric means, though?
I
like,
promise,
do you know that?
A Tonka truck? Yeah, a Tonka truck.
I know what a Tonka truck is, but
what
he says.
What else would it mean?
But he
I
says
feel like
Tonkers,
I feel
plural.
Like, I feel like
he says Tonkers, plural.
Yeah, but it's just for the flow. I feel like a little
that's
kid
how
in
you
his
know.
Big old Tonker.
Like, it's plural, so, like, you know, like, plural rhymes with anything else. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I know, but see, to me, if you have to do something like that where you have to change it so it flows better, it's not a good lyric.
What? But that's the thing, you don't listen to Yeet's lyrics.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
Bump in your head,
but
know?
He says he does. He says he likes his lyrics. He listens to his lyrics. And that's my point is like, there's no way you listen to Yeet and are like, yeah, these lyrics are fire.
But it's not showing up. Usually if you look up a lyric in Spotify, you
yeah.
can find it.
Yeah, I know.
I forgot what song that's in. But if you check my Spotify or my Apple Music playlist, bro, I actually have so much fucking Yeet on there. It's not even funny.
But yeah.
See, I like Yeet, but I live in Colorado, and that's all you hear. Anywhere you go, that's all
I just feel like you can't put that Mount Rushmore, but it's your Mount Rushmore, bro, if you want to.
I just don't know.
Let's go back. Do you actually listen to Michael Jackson?
Of course I do, bro.
Like, you just sit there and you put Michael Jackson on?
Like, let's say, like you're cooking, like, cleaning the crib, like, doing some work on your pickup, like...
I'm listening to Post Malone.
Yeah, I'm not putting Michael Jackson.
But so it like
I honestly
you become like a housewife real quick and just.
But bro, like I honestly can't sit there and be like, I'm gonna throw some Michael Jackson up at any like I'm trying to think of any
okay,
aspect.
Yeah, okay. Well, like you gotta be doing something. You can't just be like sitting there, you know. Like,
yeah, but
like cleaning, bro. Like imagine you're cleaning. You got the broom in your.
Imagine
hand.
We're hooping, right? We go.
What,
hoop.
Bro? You're gonna start dancing.
Like, but
hey,
imagine
you start dancing with the broom.
Imagine we go
vibing, bro. What?
Ain't nobody dancing with the broom.
Yeah, I do. I do. When I'm cleaning, bro, I'm like.
But imagine when we go.
This
hoop,
motherfucker
right?
lives in a musical movie, bro. That is what his life is.
Gotta be dancing and stuff with the broom. Slide it. What's that commercial or not commercial? That movie. What is it even?
High School Musical.
No, where they're dancing with the broom and they start like sliding in their socks. You seen that?
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking. In the kitchen, right there. In
yeah,
the
yeah.
It's like brown kitchen. I know what you're talking about.
What is that to?
I don't know.
That's what I feel like you're trying to do right now.
Bro, because like that's what Michael Jackson music's make you it's what it makes you feel.
But
like,
dude, we weren't even alive during Michael Jackson's.
It doesn't matter.
Fucking.
But I wasn't alive during Tupac era.
What year did he die? What year did Michael
Jackson 2008 die? Or something like
was
that.
Was it? Yeah, I thought it was like 2011.
Might have been. But I'm thinking 2008 because I remember being pretty fucking young when it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too, bro. I was like 3 years old.
Yeah,
I was fresh out that
wound. And this guy's out here trying to listen to his music.
Which,
see, to me...
2009.
See, to me, like, I can't have someone that's a GOAT that was way before my time.
Yeah, no, that's facts.
Okay, that's, like, valid, but, like...
Because, like...
His music hits. Like, it just hits for me, man. Like man, I'm not gonna pull out something out of my ass and say Mac DeMarco. Like, I love Mac DeMarco. I don't know if you guys listen to him, but I can't say that. Like...
But, like, it's your Mount Rushmore, so, like, if you listen to him a lot, then you
But, like,
can.
It depends on the mood, though, like, Michael
But,
Jackson.
Like, I, bro,
like,
I just don't
switch.
I just don't see you sitting anywhere just jamming to Michael Jackson.
When you're cleaning, bro.
Dude.
You're cleaning, bro. You just throw on some Michael Jackson. Like,
that's crazy,
you ever, like,
bro.
Cook before and, like, put on some jazz music?
No.
That shit hits, bro.
Jazz music?
Yes.
Dude.
Like all instrumental?
Oh my.
Like you
goodness.
Ever like studying
all instrumental.
Bro, wait a minute. Dog. Michael Jackson's
he's
doctor
tuned in.
Michael
yeah,
Jackson's doctor?
Him.
Yeah, they put him in prison.
Yeah, cuz he like gave him way too much.
Only for 4 years though.
Well, cuz what's it say involuntary.
Didn't Michael Jackson
Yeah, involuntary manslaughter.
Like
he OD'd.
Pedo?
Yeah,
yeah, I've heard that.
Home Alone kid, right?
No, it wasn't. It was like one of his like nieces or something.
Like, well, that. He was like, didn't he have like something like Wonderland or something like that he called, and like he would like have kids.
He was
like,
a pedo. That kids would, I know, like, he's a pedo. Yeah.
Because there's a girl who likes, there's like a documentary on her.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. They're all like that.
See, dude, you can't have someone like that in your...
I can't have Mac DeMarco, bro, because Mac DeMarco has a whole lot of song about how he took it up the ass.
Whoa.
And then he's apologizing to his mom for it.
See, now you'd be focusing on way too much.
No, that's literally a big ass reason. Like, okay, like, have you guys listened to Rex Orange County?
All I know is if it's gonna get bad, it's not gonna get bad. Talk about it.
He's just got 27 accusations of rape in United Kingdom, which wasn't real though. Just 27 girls decided to pop out and just say, "Oh, I got raped."
See, dude, you can't be doing that. And so that Michael Jackson would be on that spectrum. I feel like
almost every rapper is.
Not Kanye.
Kanye
just speaks his mind, dude. That's the only thing he does wrong. Sometimes he just needs to be quiet. But that's part of his personality.
Yeah, exactly. Like Donald Trump.
You gotta respect someone who doesn't care.
Everybody loved Donald Trump because Donald Trump wasn't like a professional.
He just speaks his mind. And that's exactly what Kanye does. But I feel like, you know, I don't know Kanye's personal life, but I feel like that's the only thing I've heard about him doing wrong.
Yeah. Well, because I mean, like...
Hey, Post Malone... What has Post Malone ever done wrong? Seriously, dude.
Bro, I'm just like, I don't know. I haven't listened to Post Malone. Like,
The Kid LAROI's stuff. 19.
I don't like the Kid LAROI. I don't like
him. So he definitely ain't done nothing wrong.
No, I don't like him, bro. I don't like him at all.
That's crazy. You don't like one song?
Why don't you like the Kid LAROI at all?
I don't know. What?
Are you shopping right now, bro?
No, I was just seeing what's good.
Guy's not even taught. He's just shopping just online right now. Anyways, let's play that game, bro. Sean's got a game for us to play.
Well, so it definitely is not my, like, original idea, but...
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
You want us to play it. Basically, it's called NBD, bro. So NBD. What you do, it's called Never Been Done. And you think of, like, a scenario, not too broad, like, not too anything, you know, like, never been done. Like, something that you think has never been done, like, nobody's ever... I don't even know, what was the one that I said that was really good before?
I don't know. Well, you just got to come up, but don't use that one.
Nobody's ever eaten cup of noodles sitting in an IKEA toilet.
Of course not.
That's the point of the game. You got to come up with like the wildest. Come up with
like something that's not super broad.
So like a would you rather.
Appropriate.
No, not a would you rather. But like a scenario of like somebody doing something that you think has never been done. Like nobody's ever played Uno in a bath of mashed potatoes and gravy.
No one's played Uno in fucking Mars.
No, but that's not the point. It's
no, that is the point.
Get creative. Been
done. It's got to be realistic. That is real.
Nobody's done anything on Mars.
Nobody's ever been to fucking Mars.
Uno has never been played on the moon.
Okay, but not like that.
How do you know, though?
Like, that's not like...
Because the moon landing was fake.
That's not the point. This fucking guy, we shouldn't even play this game. That's not the point, bro. The point is like something that like you could do every day. And, like, that's just, like, kind of funny. Like, it's the point is to be creative and funny, not fucking, oh,
You're not out here being super genius,
nobody's ever
bro.
Played Rock, Paper, Scissors in the Mariana Trench. Like, that's stupid. Like, obviously.
Obviously.
But, like,
but it's got to be something like, that could be done.
That's, like, could be done easy but and, like, just, funny.
It just wouldn't happen. Like, obviously, no one's going to be on Mars doing anything because that can't be done right now.
Nobody's going to be on the moon doing anything.
Can't be done.
Yeah, because no one's been to the moon, so.
Oh, my God, bro. That's a topic for another day, bro.
Of course.
Just talk about something else here.
Talk about something else?
No, not talk. Think of never been done. Right, you too, Reese. Let me think. I already had mine.
No, that doesn't count as yours, bro, because I know you got that from wherever you got this idea.
I didn't. What one?
Both of them,
no,
you said.
The first one was real.
Ate ramen in an IKEA bathroom?
No, not an IKEA bathroom, but nobody's ever ate a cup of noodles.
I feel like someone had to, though.
Nobody's ever eaten ramen sitting on a display toilet in IKEA.
Nah, I feel like someone's got to do that, bro. Come on, bro. Someone's had a whole ass dinner
dude,
at
there
IKEA.
Is some crazy shit.
Have you not seen the IKEA stuff? Someone had a whole Thanksgiving dinner, bro.
But you also got to think, there's like with the amount of people on this earth and the amount of weird shit people have done.
I don't know, bro. I don't think
I feel like done it. That could be one of them. I also feel like, you know.
So, hold on. Would this one be real? Like, okay. No one has taken a shit in a porta potty while, like, they're fucking flying an helicopter. Like, you know how they how they hook them up sometimes?
No.
Yes, they do.
I know, but that's not realistic because they would never fucking have anybody sitting in the fucking porta potty.
It happened in an episode of a regular show.
Dude! We're talking.
Dude, no. I can't. No, it's got to be something that's, like, realistic.
That
like,
is real.
That's not realistic.
They would never pick one of those up if someone was in it, bro.
They wouldn't know.
Bro, it's illegal. Yes,
they check them, bro.
It's illegal for you to sit in your, like, when you're pulling a trailer, like you're pulling a camper, it's illegal for you to sit in your camper when you're getting it pulled. You think it's not fucking, you think they wouldn't check the porta potties if they're picking
up? You think they just randomly go and pick up porta potties and don't check?
They could.
No. Do you know how much trouble they get in, bro?
Bro, is your brain not creative? Like, this guy gets one fucking TikTok with millions of views and 500,000 likes, and it's just him laying in the fucking snow, bro. How uncreative do you have to be, bro?
That was crazy creative.
That was not creative.
It was creative.
I could go film myself laying in the fucking snow right now.
Who would have done it on campus, though?
Are you fucking dumb? Do you know how many times did we lay on the campus walking home
from bars? All the time, bro. We used to walk. We literally had to walk through campus.
Yes, we have videos of us walking that.
But did you record, like, laying down in the snow?
No, but it's still... Dude, it's not, like, creative.
But we could have, is the point.
But did you guys get 500,000 likes? I didn't think so.
I'm about to go fucking lay in the snow right now.
This guy is
fucking...
Point proven, bro. This guy's changed because he thinks he's...
Well, are you going to lay in the snow and play Rod Wave on the back? Ain't nobody going like that. Everybody hates Rod Wave.
Nobody hates Rod Wave, bro.
A lot of people hate Rod Wave.
Nobody hates
Rod Wave. Do you, it sounds like.
Everybody.
A lot of people hate Frank Ocean.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
All of my comments did it.
More people hate Frank Ocean than they do hate Rod Wave.
No.
Yes.
Fuck no.
Yes.
No. No. Who?
Everybody.
No.
Dude, we cannot compare Rod Wave and Frank Ocean as far as hateability.
We'll put a poll out on Takeoff on our Instagram tonight. Rod Wave or Frank Ocean.
Rod Wave Ocean. Dude,
that's an easy win. Everybody knows he's going to win that.
Okay, well, the polls will speak for themselves.
They will. And it's going to be Frank Ocean.
No.
You're going to be the only one to vote Frank Ocean.
No, I'm not, bro. No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. We might have three. No. We might have three people vote.
No. I know all three.
Well, immediately you're outnumbered. Because we're definitely voting for not Frank Ocean.
You'd rather listen to Rod Wave.
Than Frank Ocean?
Yes.
I like one song by Frank Ocean, and it's talking about how gay he is.
What about
Chanel?
Yeah.
Is that talking about...
My guy pretty like Chanel.
Yeah, well, dude.
It's good music,
I like Rod Wave better.
It's good
I
music.
Like the sound I don't of the mind song, Chanel. But... Chanel's not bad.
You don't like Nights. You don't like Ivy. You don't like Pink and White. Who doesn't like Pink and White?
Any song called Pink and White, I'm not going
to
like.
It's got such a good... Oh my god, the beat to it is insane, bro.
Dude, you know what my thing is for this game here? I think nobody's ever laid in the snow, played Frank Ocean in the background, and got like 500,000 views.
The one I saw was he was laying in the rain, so.
Oh, so you copied somebody.
No, so far I've seen like just me in the snow.
No, you copied somebody, bro.
Isn't that like what social media is, man?
See, that's my thing, bro. This guy's not even the first person to do this, yet he gets that many views, bro. Like,
I know.
How does that even work, dude?
Hey, bro, I'm happy for you.
Your algorithm must have been
insane. I'm happy for you, but you should definitely advance on that and take dude, part and just post mad right now.
That was like...
Start a trend. Start laying everywhere.
Here's the thing. If you wanted to start a social media like type career, like now would be your time to... Yeah, lay on the gas. It's not a time to sit back and relax. Just watch those views. You got to put the pedal to the floor.
To the metal, dude.
Metal to the pedal.
So what, we
pedal
lay,
to the pedal. Pedal
we
to
laying the pedal. On the floors at the bar or what?
Dude,
hell no.
Just start a trend, bro. Just start laying everywhere.
Start laying down.
Just start posting a bunch of Frank Ocean.
And people love him, so like, of course I'm gonna get.
No, well, you'll see. You'll see tomorrow. You'll wake up in the morning and just see the polls are just. They're murdering
Frank
Ocean.
No, they're not.
They are, dude.
Bro, people that dislike Frank Ocean are the people that are trying so hard to be different. Both of y'all. Both of y'all, right?
We're trying to be different.
Yes.
You're the guy listening to Frank Ocean.
Bro, How does that make me different? There's so many people in this world that listen to Frank Ocean.
Maybe women.
There's so many people.
Oh,
so
that's still people.
Yeah, I know, but you're saying that we're the guys trying to be different. You're the guy trying to be different.
Bro, I know so many guys that like Frank Ocean.
Yeah, well, you're...
30.7 million monthly listeners.
Look at Broad Wave. It's got to be close. I'm kind of scared now. Frank Ocean's pretty big.
8.9 million.
Damn. Look up Post Malone.
Of course Post Malone.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, but you won't look him up.
Look, I'll look it up anyways, but of course
Post Malone. It's like 200 some million.
59.6.
Damn it.
That's still like almost twice Frank Ocean.
And that's just Spotify.
Yeah, that's just Spotify.
Post Malone's huge, bro. I would put Post Malone, not that I think Taylor Swift should be up where she is, but I would put Post Malone up where Taylor Swift is. As far as like...
Way above.
Yeah, way above.
Yeah, but dude, you gotta think how many, like... Taylor Swift is a female artist. And I have not met hardly any females that don't like Taylor Swift.
Me either. True.
Look up Taylor Swift's.
Nah, Taylor Swift's gotta be like 200 million.
Yeah, bro.
It's gotta be up
there. I don't think she should be as big as she is.
Yeah, kind of pimp, no?
Yeah, they are. But she's huge.
107.3 million.
Jeez, oh, dude.
See, dude. But she also just recently
blew back up. What's someone like Justin Bieber?
Like, she fell off the face of
the Weeknd has more monthly listeners. He's at 114.3 million.
The Weeknd makes sense. What's Justin Bieber's? It's gotta be close.
He hasn't released in a while.
I know, but he's still...
Who was the biggest artist last year?
87.2.
That's pretty big. It's gotta be The Weeknd. Last year?
Last year, yeah. Probably The Weeknd.
He's always up there, which is crazy that he is.
He's like one of those guys you wouldn't think is, but he definitely is. Like,
I feel like Rihanna's just always huge, just because I feel like people...
I feel like Rihanna's up there.
Anyone who performs at halftime at a Super Bowl is huge.
Mm-hmm.
82. I wonder where Travis Scott's at.
I bet he would have been higher if he didn't, like, go missing for, like, 2 years.
He's kind of like... I mean, it's not low, but it's not, like, crazy high.
Taylor Swift was the most listened to artist of 2023.
Oh, what is he?
62.9.
So, like, around Post Malone?
Yeah.
Dude, she had 26.1 billion streams.
That's crazy, dude. But you have to think, dude, she just blew up again this year. Like,
yeah, but
where was Taylor Swift for, like, the past 5 years before that?
I know, but still, how did she just, like, pull that out of her ass?
You know? Because, dude, she had such a big following that, like, young girls that just grew up.
That's true.
And she started just dating Travis Kelce. Like,
social...
Travis Kelce put her on the map.
Her producer, too. That whole producer drama that they had. Where her producer was, like, stealing her lyrics or something like that.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So, well, I thought he was, like, not letting her release the music she wanted to release.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah, so she went and remade every
album. Oh, yeah, like, the Taylor's version?
Yeah, the Taylor's version. She remade everything. So.
Yeah. Which...
And I think she added, like...
I ain't even gonna lie, Anti-Hero, that shit go crazy.
I can't think of one Taylor Swift song
Isn't
that
like,
I like.
Like Friday Night? Oh, that's Katy Perry.
Yeah.
TGIF. Yo, Katy Perry used to be huge, too.
Katy Perry used to be
huge. You know who used to be
massive.
Huge? The Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
They were like the number one artist in like 2008, I'm pretty sure. And they were huge, dude.
Let's see.
Because Fergie was on Black Eyed Peas.
They used to be huge, like
14? Alicia Keys in 2008?
Maybe they were before that. Just look up.
Bruce Springsteen.
Really?
Yeah.
In 2005?
2006.
What? The Bad Day came out in 2006?
Yo, that's crazy.
2010, let's see.
What?
I don't get it. Rihanna?
Dude, I know there was a year where the Black Eyed Peas were huge.
They had to be.
Just look up when
it
were
was
the,
like 14.
When were the
it?
Black. No, it was.
2004
that.
Maybe
bro.
Like 11. Adele?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, Adele when she had like the.
No, it wasn't 2012.
Somebody that I used to know, bro, that song used to be crazy.
Just look up when were the Black Eyed Peas popular.
Well, they're obvious.
Like, when were they the most popular? Um, that ain't right.
What does it say?
Yo, that ain't right.
For everybody listening, I just looked at like when were the Black Eyed Peas popular, and it just popped up with the Civil War. The tradition of eating Black Eyed Peas with greens and other items such as cornbread and pork dates date back.
I'm talking about the artists here, the band,
the 1990s, 98,
2003. Wait, see more on that because it keeps going up in years.
2005,
early 2000s.
Yeah, that makes sense. Black Eyed Peas, bro. Black Eyed Pods.
Like, why would you name your band that, though?
Yeah, that is...
It's such a dumb name.
The Beatles, too. That one doesn't make sense.
I hate the Beatles.
But tell me the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I don't care what kind of flaming I get. I don't care what kind of flaming I get for hating the Beatles. I've always hated the Beatles. As well as Queen. I don't get it.
No, I don't like Queen either.
Either those two bands are both trash. Yeah. And I don't care what anybody has to say about it. If you don't like that... Suck my balls.
I will agree, but I will say this, though. Those are artists before our time.
Yeah.
So it would just be like us hating on Michael Jackson. Like,
I mean, yeah.
They weren't big when we were alive, so it's hard for us to be
for sure, but there's still people that like are like...
But yes, I would agree. I would listen to both the Beatles and Queen, and I would not... I don't like their music.
Even, I swear, if I grew up in the 70s, I wouldn't like them.
The Beatles?
Yeah.
Bro, I feel like everybody in the 70s.
Everybody, yeah.
Nah, no way.
Or I think they're the 60s, bro.
60s. I don't care. Either way, I don't care. I feel like I would hate them just as much because they were garbage. Sorry. Not
the only Beatles I like are Black Beatles by Ray Shamir.
This whole time at the party, bro, play.
And what? We played it and everybody was going hard to it. So... I'm telling you could throw on any Ray Shamir song at a party and people will go hard to it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, dude, like Swang, bro.
Swang is...
We played that song too.
That was the first time I played.
And Come Get Her.
Oh.
Somebody come... When that comes on, dude.
I was
dude,
a big fan
people
of
are about
no
to hop on tables.
That jam, dude.
Dude, come I'm telling you. Shrem Life 1 and 2. Listen to them top to bottom and you'll just sit there and jam.
One that hit me, bro. No Tie, bro. Oh my God, that's my
favorite. I ain't got no tie.
I love that song, bro.
Okay. Tell me 2014 through 2016 was... Tell me that wasn't the greatest time.
2016 was amazing.
2016, bro, because that's when Uzi released the...
Uzi?
Me? I'm thinking of, like, Chainsmokers.
Ray
Shamir. Yeah, Chainsmokers.
Like, Chainsmokers is such an underrated...
Fetty Wap was huge.
Fetty Wap, yeah, dude. Chainsmokers was such an underrated thing. Like, they weren't underrated,
Chainsmokers
but, like...
Chainsmokers was huge.
Bro,
though.
People hate on Chainsmokers. I still listen to Chainsmokers.
Yeah,
to this
too.
Day,
yeah,
I'll go home and jam
dude,
Chainsmokers.
Dude, I want to go to... Chainsmokers goes to Red Rocks every August or something, or July,
really?
Maybe. Yeah.
We should go, because, dude...
Oh, it'd be so sick.
Honestly, the Chainsmokers,
but have you heard
me,
their new shit?
Uh-uh.
Kind of not good.
To me, the Chainsmokers are on the same vibe as Coldplay, and I would take a Coldplay concert over literally
Coldplay.
other than Post Malone, I would go to Coldplay. Dude, Coldplay concerts.
I've heard Coldplay concerts are hard.
Literally
but I'm just
insane.
Not into Coldplay.
I love
so,
Coldplay.
So like, do you guys
Viva
like,
La Vida?
Do you guys like cigarettes after sex? You heard of them? It's
no.
More like it's more like
I have.
It's more like shawty music. It's more girly music. It's like sad music, but it's like, it's good, bro. It's good. I
is
like
that
it.
Sad boy stuff?
Dude, it is a sad boy stuff.
Dude, but, nah, I haven't heard of them, but I just want to go back to 2016. It was the greatest year of music. I don't care. You look up 2016 music, any genre.
Is that when...
Bangers came out.
That's when, was it Kendrick Lamar came to Cheyenne Frontier Days? Was it Kendrick?
I think Kendrick came to Cheyenne Frontier Days?
It was like 2016, 2015. I know it was like...
But that's when Black Beatles, that trend was going on. Remember that trend?
And then the Andy's coming and then...
Yeah. Dude, there was 2016 in
bro,
general.
I don't think he came to...
A rapper came to Cheyenne Frontier Days.
There was...
I think it was Kendrick or was
not.
It...
There was Flo Rida and Jason Derulo.
No. I could have sworn Kendrick came.
Bro, my mom and...
Bro.
Dude, my mom and, you know, like, let's look.
Kendrick Lamar's last name is Duckworth. Is that weird?
Bro, 2009, 2008, I mean, this
Oh, yeah, it's showing all of them. Dude, they pretty much stayed country until, it was just pure country people.
No, a rapper came.
No, bro.
Who else was going to come, like, girl rapper? Wasn't Nicki Minaj supposed to come one of the years?
Post Malone did. And they
maybe,
literally didn't
maybe
they
you
have
guys
to
are hearing rumors, but bro, my mom and my stepdad are both.
But when Post Malone came, they had to like expand the stadium, bro, because they literally had so many.
They sold out the day that he dropped the tickets.
Yeah, and they released more, so they like put extra stands in there. That looks so fun.
Yeah,
I wish I got to go to that concert.
Except we went to a better one, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
What one?
The one in Denver last year, last Halloween.
So two Halloweens ago, 2022.
Back to the Mount Rushmore. I feel like Boogie is pretty close up there.
A Boogie,
bro.
He's good.
I like some A Boogie songs, but Loki hasn't dropped anything in a long time.
He's the way you guys look at me with Yeet. That's why I look at Boogie.
As far as like equivalent of putting them up there, yeah, I would
not the music. I would listen to.
I like A Boogie.
Yeah, I like.
I like some of his stuff. Yeah, I mean. It's just me and this guitar playing the song. Yeah, that's hard.
We were supposed to go to his concert.
I know.
That would have been sick.
No,
dude, I'm trying to go to a concert again. I haven't been in one in a minute.
Let's go to Drake, bro.
Nope.
Why not?
Because I've heard Drake concerts are ass. And yeah. I'm not even saying that because
I'm not going to lie. I also heard that he's not a performer. And
I'm going
to see a performer. Like Post Malone?
Yes.
He's not he's a performer,
MGK.
Bro. Machine Kelly?
I didn't even like MGK. I went to his concert, and I liked MGK after that.
I feel like Travis Scott's a performer.
Yeah, for sure. Like... But Machine Gun Kelly turned us into Machine Gun Kelly fans. We paid $50
crazy,
for tickets, and we were just like, fuck it, because we were in our sad boy moments. And we were just like, you know what? Why not? We'll just go to Denver, you know?
And
go to MGK.
It was
and
crazy.
And he literally turned us into MGK fans.
It was actually crazy.
I listened
probably
to
the
MGK.
Second best concert I've been to.
MGK's ass.
Till you go to his concert, because I used to say, did I not used to say
the
same shit?
On the way there, me and Reese were both like, I don't know why we're in this car, because this guy sucks. Like, I like a few of his songs, but this guy
sucks. And then the
sucks.
Whole ride home, bro, we listened to his music.
The whole ride. And on the way home from Post Malone, we literally listened to every single music. I stopped and bought a Juul on the way home from Post Malone.
That's how
life-changing it was. And I don't
vape, bro.
I bought a Juul.
In 2022.
Because I was like, dude, it was so nostalgic that I was like, fuck, I want to hit a Juul right now. And the whole time home, the whole ride home, me and him were passing it back to each other, not inhaling or anything, just ripping the pod.
Just for the taste.
For the smell.
Just for the taste,
for the smell. And I was making it go into party mode, bro. I was just like shaking it into party
mode. You weren't in high school when Juuls were big, were you?
No, because we were freshmen.
Yeah.
No, but we were like eighth graders.
Dude,
still
Juuls
like,
were huge.
We were like handing them out.
When we were when we were box mods, and then towards the end of the year, it turned into Juuls.
Mods, I hated mods.
I loved mods.
You can't hate on mods, dude.
I hated them, bro.
They were sick. I just did a bunch of zero nicotine.
Yeah, just blew
for the
clouds,
for the tricks.
Yeah, for the tricks. No, I hated mods. I was not a fan of mods. I hit my first time. I hit my Juul. I got so nick sick because my friends were like, "Bro, it's got no nick in it." So I like took a fat rib and I was like,
"And Juuls burn, bro.
Dude,
burn.
They're like the smoke is like." Thick on them too.
Yeah,
it's like
that's probably one of the worst like vape burns you could get. I feel like that's probably why they got banned, bro. They're probably just killing people because of that.
Well, you see, like the Views are supposed to get banned too. They're trying to at least.
Oh really?
Yeah. I don't know. It's been a while.
I don't vape.
Though.
I never really got into it.
Like, you still.
No.
Not anymore, you gave
no,
up on
that.
No,
that was like a 2 week thing, and I was just like, nah, fuck this. I do like Snuff, though. Snuff is good. Snuff
never tried
good.
It again.
Never tried it again after that?
Yeah. I forgot you were there the first time we all were doing it.
Bro,
well, not the first time, but...
Dude, I gotta go outside, bro. I gotta go.
Dude, I knew he was gonna do that shit to you.
It was so gross, bro.
Yo, here's your ramen, bro.
Bro, we were like literally just babysitting this dude.
I know, we were sitting
off of
a
2 milligram.
No, you weren't just babysitting me, bro.
I had to make your ramen, bro.
I made your ramen, you had to bring it outside. You're like, bro, let's just go inside, but let's keep the door. Mind you, it's fucking negative 10 outside.
It was not
cold as fuck.
It was cold.
It was cold, but it felt so good, bro. It felt so good. I was so hot. Shit.
Podcast.
You guys can make fun of me for that, but at least I'm not addicted to nicotine like you, Johnny. So
I'm not addicted, man. I can quit whenever I want.
Yeah, I don't get addicted.
Well,
but all right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to our podcast.
What a way
might
to
have
cut.
Johnny back on.
What
again,
a way to cut
it, Reese.
We didn't get to all the stuff we talked about, but
it was a good conversation. Yeah. We had a lot of random. We were jumping all
over
the place.
We were jumping everywhere.
This dude's got snowboarding boots up on the TV screen for some reason. But
I don't know. I just clicked a coupon, dude. I don't know. Sorry for being late this week, guys. Like 2-3 days late, but we're trying to get it at least once every week. So
every week. This is 4 now.
Yeah.
4 weeks in a row.
We're back. We'll either have Johnny next week or somebody new. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll post that poll up to see who's really going to win.
Rob Wave or Frank Ocean?
He's going to win, bro.
Nah, bro.
He's going to win.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Peace.
Peace.